And he made this comment. He's also into work like this, like I'm into. And he made this comment. He said he's discovering that he is definitely of the minority. And he can't thank his dad enough for what he did. That gives you a little bit of an idea why I come across and why it's so important. It is so important that we teach our children this stuff. The next one is homosexuality and lesbian activity. That is referring to man with man or woman with woman. And I'm guessing we all know that that is wrong. The next one is oral and anal sex. This is one of those things that I'm discovering is fairly active in the marriage bed among Christian people. I want to tell you today that that is a homosexual act and it is repulsive to God. The only woman that ever questioned me about oral sex and what's wrong with it is a woman that was abused and her view of sexuality was totally messed up. I wish some days I could show you what it's like to work with someone when you're trying to get them free from that. And that's not saying that every abused woman enjoys it, because they don't. It is saying that something is messed up if they do enjoy it. This is a practice that comes out of pornography. And pornography is created very abusively. And it's a very horrible ordeal in creating pornography. It's not something that somebody's willingly doing it. I do have some information that I'm not going to go there. I'm running out of time. But I do have some information as far as even the health effects and the health risks that go with that, with both of these. I'm just going to refer to it a little bit. I'm just going to read it the way it's written. A high percentage of throat cancers are transmitted and coming from oral sex. It has actually surpassed smoking and drinking for the causes of throat cancers.